This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We are literally one step closer to marriage equality, with the news this week that Victoria has become the third state in Australia to scrap forced trans divorce. Wait, didn't we get marriage equality last year? You know, we talked about same-sex marriage. Isn't that when it happened? Let me break it down for you. January 8th, 2018 was the day that same-sex marriage officially became legal in Australia and saw many same-sex couples tie the knot or even just wake up the next morning to find their marriage vows, which they'd taken in another country, were finally recognised as legal. It was a huge day of celebration because we finally had marriage equality. But did we? For same-sex couples where one of the members was transgender, this wasn't the case. But wait, even if one of the individuals in the couple was trans, but both people in the relationship were the same gender now, they're the same sex. So a change to same-sex marriage should allow them to tie the knot, right? Unfortunately, it wasn't the marriage paperwork that was causing the problem. It was actually the birth certificates. You see, if a trans person was in a loving married relationship and their birth certificate didn't identify their correct gender, the only way in which they could get that changed was to get a divorce. It's enough to make your head spin. Well, soon in Victoria and New South Wales, this won't be a problem. After this week's announcements and passing of legislation, which allows married people to correct the sex on their birth certificate in Victoria, with similar legislation lodged in New South Wales on Wednesday. To break down what this means around the nation on both a legal and personal level, I'm joined now by Lee Carney, a lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, and Sarah Addock from New South Wales, a transgender woman who's in a loving marriage that then became a same-sex marriage after her transition and is waiting for a change in legislation so that her marriage to her wife can finally be recognised. Lee? So we've got a bill that was passed on Tuesday in Victoria, a bill in New South Wales that's in Parliament today, a bill in Queensland that's still before Parliament, and South Australia and the ACT. What's the situation there?
The South Australia and the ACT already removed this unmarried requirement, what's usually called in the community the forced trans divorce requirement, from their birth certificate laws before marriage equality came into effect. So South Australia and the ACT are fine, which just leaves Tasmania and WA. They've both made commitments, but there's also potentially broader reforms that could happen in those states, which is very exciting. And the Northern Territory as well has made a public commitment to address this, but it's unclear. A lot of the MPs and parliamentarians are keen on progressing this, I think, progressing broader birth certificate reforms, but we haven't seen anything yet.
This is creating a scenario where trans couples that are currently married now won't have to go through the process of having to divorce, whether that be costly or lie about what that means, in order to have the trans member of that couple have their birth certificate reflect their correct gender.
That's correct.
So what exactly is the bill that got put forward in Victoria?
In Victoria, it was part of an access to justice bill, and all that did was make a simple amendment to our birth certificate law in Victoria to remove that requirement that a person be unmarried. And it's been really welcomed by so many trans and gender diverse advocates who know people or who are in this situation where they were looking at having to divorce the person they love or being able to affirm their gender in a legal sense.
What about the bills that are in New South Wales currently and the one in Queensland? Are they of this similar kind?
They're very similar. They do the same thing. The New South Wales law is slightly different in that it's a bit broader in its effect. It essentially amends a whole range of other laws where the language needs to be changed to reflect the fact that now you can get married, two people can be married regardless of your gender. So references to, you know, husband or wife would now include gender neutral term as well, and making sure that all of those other acts are amended. which is really positive news as well.
So this is fantastic for what it means for any transgender people who are married. And it really does make a big difference to just the validity that exists within that marriage and their lives.
It does. I mean, last year, Australians overwhelmingly voted, yes, for marriage equality, but there's still these leftover laws that need to do more to before we have full equality for trans and gender diverse Victorians and people from New South Wales and, again, all the other states and territories where it hasn't come into effect. And I should say that even though this is a really positive step forward, trans and gender diverse advocates are strongly advocating for more legal barriers to them being able to affirm their gender in a legal sense, for these barriers to be removed, things like surgery requirements, being only able to be recognised in terms of binary gender, this very, very difficult process if you're under 18, and the requirement for medical evidence to prove that your identity is what you say it is and what you should know better than anyone else, including a doctor.
You're on The Informer on Joy 94.9 with Lee Carney and Sarah Addock. Now, Sarah, you and your wife married in New South Wales in 2008?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then you transitioned from male to female in 2012.
Well, that was when I came out, I suppose, publicly and, legally transitioned, yes.
That meant, changing all of your documentation, but there wasn't everything that you could change, was there?
That's right, yeah. It starts off a long and arduous journey of changing your details, dealing with bureaucracy, but I was able to change the passport without any trouble at all. It was perfectly straightforward. So my passport reads female and my name, but my birth certificate, on the other hand, it's a whole other story.
So your birth certificate still registered you as male?
That's correct. So I was able to change my name. That was fine, straightforward enough, but the gender marker was unable to be changed because we remained married.
This leads to a lot of ridiculousness for many trans people who are in happily married relationships, because this scenario meant the only way you could get your gender changed on your birth certificate was to divorce.
That's right. So it's Kafkaesque is how I describe it. It's the perfect bureaucratic nightmare of being put in a position where either you carry on with inconsistent identity documents issued from Australian state governments or within the One Nation, or you present yourself to court, perjure yourself and say there's an irreconcilable difference and tear up your marriage certificate.
Now, that wasn't actually something that you or your wife wanted to do, is it?
No, that's right. Look, and I mean, I was pretty active in the marriage equality debate. I felt reasonably strongly about it and put a fair bit of energy into it. And my view, though, has always been that marriage is something you should enter into because you want to, and we wanted to. We felt, like a lot of rites of passage, I guess, in communities, there are certain symbolic moments, certain things that you can point to and say, well, that kind of summed up where we were up to and what we wanted to do with the rest of our lives. And for us, marriage, that the act of getting married and the certificate was symbolic of how we felt about each other and where we want to take our lives, and still do to this day. We were not willing to give that up.
Was seeing everyone cheering for marriage equality a bit frustrating because a lot of people didn't realise that we didn't really have it yet?
Yeah, look, I think that's right. It wasn't. I was pretty happy and moved to tears when it happened, to be really honest. I mean, I've got a lot of friends who are gay and I'm in a same-sex relationship. Lots of my friends are gay. We were all caught up in this, so I didn't feel frustrated. There was as much as just feeling like, well, we've still got work to do. And I guess what I did feel that perhaps was not so positive is I really hope people kind of stick with this fight. It's not over yet.
It does also highlight the reality for many trans or gender diverse people, or people who identify outside of the binary, that forms and documentation and these little things, because as you said, you are in a same-sex relationship, you're in a same-sex marriage, so you were living that, and same-sex marriage should have been something that was awarded to you on the same date it was awarded to every other married same-sex couple in Australia. But because of a tick on a box that couldn't be changed, that meant this wasn't the case. And we've still got a lot of work to do to make sure that we have full document equality for those people within our communities who need it, because that's a validation of who they are.
Well, that's right. And there's still barriers for this yet. We've removed one barrier, and this is where, you know, the people of Australia have voted for marriage equality. They've voted for equality, and the people of Australia are ahead of our governments at the state and federal level. So it's still requiring people to have invasive surgeries in order to change their birth certificates, hormonal treatments and other medical diagnostic processes to take place. It's not because they care. It's because for some unknown reason the bureaucracy has got its nose in our private lives. And I think there's a line. It seems absurd to me that in this you know, age of liberalness, liberality, our liberal society, we seem to be fine with the state saying, well, this is who you are, and in order to change, you've got to jump through a whole bunch of hoops at your own cost, whether you want to or not, in order to change something that's actually just fundamentally about who you are as a human being.
Sarah, you're absolutely right. You're on The Informer on Joy 94.9. Now, Lee, in Victoria, when the trans community did try to make changes so that their birth certificates could accurately reflect the gender that they are, there was a lot of opposition to that. Has tackling marriage equality and dealing with the postal survey helped to grease the wheels, make the conversation better, or helped us to find spaces in other laws where it really does break the conversation down to equality so that these changes can be made?
Does when this law failed. It was at the end of 2016 that there had just been a year of the vicious public debate about safe schools, and now we're in a very different political space where we know now that Australians resoundingly support marriage equality, and so we might be able to get some more support and some more political recognition that really our laws are behind what our community expects, and Australians want us to have fair and inclusive laws, and it's time for our politicians to catch up.
It's also important for everyone to understand what it means in relation to equality. At least now we are in a space where we can really celebrate nearly Australia-wide there being marriage equality for all. But this still doesn't mean that we're in the right space we need to be to when it comes to trans people and birth certificates in Australia, does it?
And that's true. Even if forced trans divorce requirement is removed, there are still other legal barriers to trans and gender diverse people being recognised for who they are. And so there is still so much more that needs to be done. And in fairness, the Victorian bill would have addressed all of those issues. But because it failed, it was unfortunately knocked down in the upper house by the crossbench, and the Liberal Party who voted against it, we're unable to essentially bring that bill forward again to be decided before the next election. But it's definitely something that leading up into the next election, we hope that all LGBTI advocates would be calling for. It's unacceptable that some trans and gender diverse people are still waiting for full marriage equality. The community has shown their support for marriage equality. It's time our laws did as well.
Well, Sarah, this passing of this bill in Victoria now means that you will be legally married in New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. For us, it's kind of exciting. Just to be clear, we were unwilling to rip up our marriage. So we are married, yet in a same-sex marriage. So we're in that strange netherworld. This sorts that out. So it's kind of nice, I guess, in a way, that by a 10-year anniversary of our marriage, I'll be able to change the gender marker on my birth certificate and remain married.
That's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations.
To all LGBTIQ people out there and our allies, that marriage is one thing and it was important. Like I said, I was a passionate advocate for marriage equality. This reform is important. There are more forms regarding birth certificates and the Birth, Death and Marriages Act that need to be rectified, but there are other things we need to keep fighting for, it's not over yet. We've still got work to do in our community and actually to extend to other communities overseas in particular who are not so fortunate. So let's keep fighting the good fight.
Lee Carney from the Human Rights Law Centre and Sarah Addock, thank you for joining me on The Informer.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.